Welcome back. We'll now turn to House District 29, where we'll meet Chris Tuck and Ron Jordan. Chris Tuck is the Democrat. Mr. Jordan is the Republican. There is no incumbent in this race. Let's start with Chris Tuck. 1 minute, please.
Hello, I'm Chris Tuck, and I'm running to actively represent District 29, the Diamond Business District. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, a graduate of Diamond High School, and I've been living in South Anchorage for over 34 years. I have a 16-year-old son named Devin, and growing up, I always knew Alaska is where I was going to raise a family. Alaska is my home. Hard work, dedication, the will to succeed, these are the values that built and pioneered Alaska, and throughout my life, I have demonstrated these. As an electrician, I have used my skills and abilities to help all sorts of people. I have installed new cable in elementary schools so our students have access to the internet. I have built and repaired homes for less fortunate in programs such as Christmas in May and Habitat for Humanities. And I have built hospitals and schools for the poor people in Guatemala. And now I serve the community as an Anchorage School Board member, making improvements to ensure that every dollar spent goes towards teaching and learning. And now I would like to be your representative in District 29.
Thank you, Mr. Tuck. Mr. Jordan.
Yes, my name is Ronald Jordan. I've lived in District 16 years. I've been a Alaska resident for 44 years, Anchorage for 35. I have two adult children. One graduated from Diamond High School, one from Stellar. I've been married 35 years. I've represented my district already as a chair of the Taku Kamu Community Council, and feel that I could continue on with this in a House seat 29.
Thank you, sir. We're now going to go to the question round for the candidates, and you'll have an opportunity to question Mr. Tuck.
Mr. Mestis, finally as elected official, what have you done to improve the graduation rates in a school district? What failures have you seen in a school district that you think you can correct as a State House representative?
Okay. My name is Chris Tuck, and as serving on the school board, we have made some necessary changes. One of the things that we've done to keep kids engaged in our school is we've opened up the King Career Center for summer school for electives for kids. And we have also added another shift for King Career type career technical education opportunities for students to take even after school. These type of education programs are keeping students engaged, keeping them wanting to pursue higher education and to do great things for our community down the road.
Mr. Jordan, you have an opportunity for a rebuttal.
There's been questions about your name and eligibility for our district. What have you to say about this?
I have grown up as Chris Tuck. My high school diploma says Chris Tuck. My Social Security says Chris Tuck. And I'm a voter as Chris Tuck. And I've been living as Chris Tuck. Thank you.
Mr. Tuck, your opportunity to ask a question.
Mr. Jordan, I've been having a hard time determining whether or not you fully understand the needs of our district. As I go door-to-door talking with our neighbors, I notice families are concerned about the economy, about the high cost of energy, and whether or not we will get a gas line. In your Chamber of Commerce questionnaire, not only do you strongly oppose the state building a bullet line to the interior in South Central Alaska, but also you oppose the recent energy rebate and strongly support spending the permanent fund dividend on government. I'm curious, do you think that your views accurately reflect our district?
I believe it does. I believe that we need other energy sources. I don't think we could in reality, feel that we could have this bullet line right away. Everything's 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road. There's been no major progress where people are on the ground looking at these lines.
Mr. Tuck, you have 1 minute for a rebuttal.
Well, with the high price of oil, the state government is collecting more revenues, but the people of Alaska are hurting and by the high cost of energy. Families are struggling to heat their homes and put gas in their cars. So I say it was good to give some of that back. Alaskans should benefit from Alaskans' resources. The energy rebate helped this year, but we also need to get a bullet line going through the state of Alaska to provide for new jobs, provide low-cost energy, and to support new industries. I oppose spending the permanent fund dividend to pay for government. Anytime there is a loss of income to pay for government, that in itself is an income tax. And I believe that eliminating PFD is an unfair income tax for those people that need it the most.
Final word, Mr. Jordan.
I don't know if a state tax would be better than a PFD, but I do know that if there's a choice between the two, a state tax is the way to go and drop the PFD.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I'll have an opportunity to ask a couple of questions, and I'm going to start with you, Mr. Tuck. What is the number one issue facing your district, and perhaps if you could briefly describe the district for the viewers?
Yeah, the Diamond Business District starts from Raspberry and O'Malley. Raspberry, Minnesota, heads south of Minnesota, around O'Malley, back up north along Lake Otis, and then hits Abbott, does a jog over New Seward, heads further north on New Seward till you hit 76, and then heads west on 76 until it ties together with railroad tracks back over to Raspberry. When I've been talking, people are concerned about the economy. Seeing what's going on with the stock market, seeing what's happening with the lower 48, and knowing that, you know, although Alaska is a little bit insulated from that right now, that eventually it's going to hit us. So people are concerned about the high cost of energy and how they're going to be able to pay their bills and how and what kind of job opportunities are going to be for them to be able to make ends meet.
Thank you. Mr. Jordan?
If in walking the neighborhoods, yes, there are issues about crime, education, the homeless in our area, homeless in the trailways. People are wanting to know what to do about it. People are asking about gas prices, but gas prices are competition-driven. A legislative body, I feel, has no real control over competition in the areas. People need to have been talking about education and our dropout rate. That's a very big concern. But to retain the people, we need to have retain the jobs.
Okay, I'm going to start with you on the second question, Mr. Jordan. My second question would be, has the state's relationship with the oil industry gone from too friendly to too adversarial?
I believe it has, yes.
Go ahead.
I believe that in the last few months, it's been rather contentious between the state and the oil companies and even the smaller companies. I don't believe that the companies are getting a fair shake in the form of being able to sit down and talk with state people without there being an adversarial type of situation.
Thank you. Mr. Tuck.
Well, our Constitution is of the people, by the people, for the people, not of the oil corporations, for the corporations, and by the corporations. I think that, sure, we had some adversarial stuff going on now, but I think that it's government trying to represent the people effectively. Those are Alaska's resources. Alaskans should benefit from those resources, and we have to make sure that the development does serve us. I would like to see a gas line going through the state of Alaska to promote new industries. And we can't rely on the oil and gas industry for all of our revenues. We need to partner with the university, fully fund the science and technology facility, and go one step further with the Materials Development Institute so we can develop those new industries.
Okay, and now we'll go to the closing statements for you two gentlemen, and we'll start with you, Mr. Tuck. 1 minute,
thank
please.
You. Thank you very much. Leadership should not be defined as the Republicans versus the Democrats or us versus them. It's about all of us pulling together to provide opportunities for all of Alaskans. I believe in hard work and people working together. In order to protect our neighborhoods, this district needs local representation. Leadership is more than having a title. It's about staying involved, staying connected, and doing the work. I'm not running because I think it's a nifty thing to do. I'm running because it's needed. I'm running because of you. I'm running because in Juneau, there needs to be accountability to the people. We need to make Alaska a place where ideas and innovation flourish, education is the highest quality, the economy thrives, and jobs are rewarding. As your representative, I will bring my history of hard work and dedication to resolve the issues that confront our district and our state. Please visit my website, tuckforalaska.com. Please vote for me, Chris Tuck, for State House. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Tuck. Now, Mr. Jordan, you have the last word in House District 29.
I have worked hard in my community council for several years. I feel that I'm very much in touch with the community. They've been before me with issues, and I've through the council, I try to get answers. I feel that in the community that I could represent it well, but I haven't been there when needed over the past several years. My name is Ronald Jordan, and I'm looking for your vote on November 4th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan.